stop the struggling. You don't need to struggle anymore.
This is Law of Attraction Secrets. Join miracle mentor and alchemy life coach Robert Zink and prepare to be empowered.
Hello, everyone. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, whatever time you might be listening to this special Law of Attraction podcast. I am your miracle mentor, your mentor of light, Robert Zink. And today, we are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle, flying in the direction of your dreams and your goals. We're talking about struggling today, struggling versus allowing. Think about it. Allowing is that relaxed, easygoing feeling that everything is flowing toward you. Love is flowing toward you. Money is flowing toward you. Abundance is flowing toward you. And allowing is also allowing the negative stuff in your life, the stuff you don't want, to flow away from you. So, most people I have found have a difficulty with allowing energy to just flow into their life. And a lot of it, I think, has to do with their upbringing. They've been taught that things are hard, things are difficult, it's not always easy, life is a struggle. So you've developed a belief system, perhaps, that struggling and life are synonymous. They go hand in hand. If you're alive, you're going to be struggling. That's just the way it is. But that doesn't necessarily have to be the truth. That's a belief. You see, there's a difference between resistance and struggling. Struggling says that there is a chance, there's a big chance that I'm not going to get what I desire. I'm going to work very hard for it. I'm going to try to keep my head above water, but I'm likely to drown. Resistance says, yes, there is something pushing back, but it's good. When an airplane takes off into the sky, it's resistance that allows that airplane to rise. When a weightlifter builds muscle, it's resistance training. It's the weight of the muscle, actually breaking down the muscle fiber that allows the muscle to have an opportunity to then later on allow the muscle to grow through sleep. Yes, you grow when you are sleeping. When you are most relaxed, that's when your body's hormones and your growth hormones begin to work, and that's when you begin to grow. The same is true with your finances. The same is true with your relationship. The same is true with your health. When you have some mild resistance, it's positive. Don't look at resistance as negative. When you look at resistance as struggling, then you turn it into something very nasty and incomprehensible. See resistance as good. You know, I used to weightlift many years ago, and when I could take an extra 5 pounds and put it on my bench press, and I could do 3 reps, I was ecstatic. Yes, it was heavier. There was more resistance, but I'd also built up stronger muscle. So resistance can be good. I disagree with one of the law of attraction gurus out there that they say everything that comes to you, if it doesn't come to you easily, it isn't meant to be. And I don't agree with that. I think that that resistance is part of the game. It's part of life. You know, when that flower is germinating. Before it becomes a flower, it's a seed, and it's germinating. It's fighting the resistance of the soil, and yet it's drawn by its desires and its goal to reach for the sun, just as you are drawn by your desire and goal to reach for love, to reach for prosperity, to reach for increased income, to reach for a new home, to reach for a new car. So that's resistance. And the flower becomes stronger, and so do you. So don't confuse struggling with positive resistance. All of nature deals at some level with positive resistance. But nature does not deal with struggling. When that flower is coming up through the ground, it's not struggling. It's meeting resistance, but it's not struggling. When those clouds are floating overhead, they meet with resistance, other eddies and other currents, but they're not struggling. When the grass grows, it's not struggling. When it rains, it's not struggling. When the wind blows, the wind is not struggling. There is no struggling in nature. There is positive resistance, but there is no struggling. So don't confuse those two. Now, when you have a mindset that says life is a struggle, you immediately slam the door on allowing. And allowing is where it's at. You have to have a little bit of intention. You have to have some resistance, perhaps. But then you have to have some sleep, some allowing, some letting go. You see, you're a co-creator of your reality with the universe. And your partner, the universe, needs to do its share as well. You're putting out your intention. You're planting the seed, but the universe is pulling that plant up through the soil, pulling your dreams out of you into reality. But it can't do that if you're fighting it, if you're calling every 5 minutes, has my check come in? If you're checking the mailbox 20 times a day, if you're calling your mentor 1,000 times a day, if you're checking your iPhone 1,000,000 times a day, if you are constantly trying to control the situation, to control it. And why do you want to control it? You want to control it because you think that's your way to avoid struggling. Being a type A controlling individual, I mean, there are advantages there. We need that in business. But even type A personalities have to know when to go, take a deep breath. Just let it happen now. We've done the work. I remember reading Vince Lombardi, the great coach for the Green Bay Packers, and he said, it's game day. He's writing his diary. It's game day. I've done everything I can do to prepare my team to win. Now I just have to allow them to play the game. You can't get out on the field with them and play the game when you're a coach. You have to allow it to happen. And that's the way it is with your love life. That's the way it is with your business life. That's the way it is with your health. That's the way it is with your prosperity and your money and every area of your life. Okay, I'm going to give you 4 important tips that will help you start allowing the energy to flow more easily in your life. Number 1, believe you deserve what you desire. I believe I deserve what I desire. You know, many people feel guilty for wanting those new shoes. Many people feel guilty for, you know, wanting to have an increased income. So that's a struggling mentality. You deserve what you desire. Use the word easy in your self-talk and your affirmations. Money is too damn easy to make. Love flows easily into my life. Getting in shape is easy. It's work, but it's easy. You see, when you start to affirm that things are easy, they become easier. This is going to be easy to save this marriage. This is going to be easy to get this business into the profit zone. What you affirm is what you manifest. And when you believe that something comes easily, then you can sit back, take that deep breath, and allow it to happen.
This is the number one podcast on personal empowerment, success, and the law of attraction. You're listening to the Miracle Mentor of Light, Robert Zink.
Number three, expect to receive and be open to it. We are here to give, but we are also here to receive. It's good to be a giver. It's good to be a receiver. But you have to have absolute faith, certainty that you are receiving, that what you desire is manifesting. It's not going to manifest. It might manifest. I hope it manifests. I pray you're right, Robert. It is manifesting. I'm creating it. I'm co-creating it right now. So absolute certainty that you are receiving what you desire. And number four, how do they say it in New York? Forget about it. Forget about it. Just let it go. Forget about it. You've done the work, like Lombardi said, and now it's game day. Allow the energy to happen through the universe. Allow the universe to do the work for you. Okay? You've put everything into position. You have every belief system locked in. You have powerful affirmations and clear visualization. Now forget about it and let it happen. Let the energy flow and simply put out your hands. Turn your hands upward right now and say, I'm ready right now. I'm open right now to receive. I have absolute certainty in my heart of hearts that you are soaring high like a big, beautiful eagle in the direction of your dreams and goals. Be sure and visit us at our website, lawofattractionsolutions.com, and come and visit us over at Instagram as well. Thank you. You have a great day. We love you, and we'll see you soon. Bye-bye now.